Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, the place to come for movie reviews, along with some extra fun talk about movie-related topics like box office and awards. You can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and basically any place else you can find podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter for even more content. If you like what we do, feel free to share us with your friends, like and leave feedback wherever you listen to us, and let us know what you think. Now, let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, Mark here. Thanks for joining us back at the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. I have a film that opened yesterday, October 19th. From Gravitas Ventures and writer-director Christian Nilsson. And it is a psychological thriller about a gentleman named Jake who works as a news editor. He edits the audio and video together into those cute little snippets that reporters always throw to when you're watching your local and national news coverage. And it is the story of one night he is trying to cut together the story for this anchor, and he's waiting for dash cam footage from the district attorney about an officer-involved shooting who killed a former attorney general, but they were both killed, and apparently it's a very conspiracy-laden story because the attorney general had been suing the mayor or the governor, and he had gotten fired, but he'd been accused of beating women for drinking, and it's very convoluted. So of course, it turns out, as any good conspiracy will have, the officer's body cam video doesn't exist. It is not there. The body cam was never turned on. The dash cam from his car exists. And his station is getting an exclusive that he's trying to cut together into this story before it goes wide. So the problem is that the dash cam, the story is that this was just a tragic drunk driving stop, and the drunken former attorney general opened fire on the cop and they wound up killing each other. But of course, the conspiracies are never good. So this was shot during COVID. Because Jake doesn't really like to go outside, and when he finally does, you see people in masks. And he's very loath to go out at all. So he's kind of paranoid in that respect as it concerns COVID. But he's very good at his job, but he also wants to do news as opposed to just edit for Tim Webb, the asshole anchor who's harassing him to get this story cut and put up for the station to show the following morning. He is eventually sent the dash cam footage, but he is also inadvertently sent a zip file full of evidence labeled confidential, which is hilarious because in every movie like this, the file that you're never supposed to get is clearly marked confidential, like read me, this is where the bad stuff is. So he unzips it and starts looking, and he gets a phone call from an agent who asks him, or who tells him, that he was inadvertently set things of a highly classified nature, and he hasn't seen it yet, has he? Oh, no. Well, if you do see it, you're going to delete it, right? Oh, sure, I'll go ahead and delete that. As you can guess, he does not, in fact, delete, and he discovers things and starts cutting together the dash cam video, some audio, and the quasi-corrupted body cam video, which does in fact exist and is on this thing. He gets autopsy reports. He gets basically the entire case file. And he becomes convinced that this was in fact a political assassination, and that there is a massive cover-up. And even though he was giving his girlfriend crap for kind of believing these conspiracy theories, he very quickly, from what he sees, gets sucked right in. Now, this is very timely right now because politics, on a good day, lends itself to conspiratorial theory. Lately, politics seems to be nothing but conspiracy theory. So it fits perfectly. It's very well paced. Once you get past about the first 10 to 12 minutes, it's a little slow because it is Jake, played by Eric Tabak, dealing with Tim Webb, played by Zach Booth, about this stuff. And then a lot of times it feels like this is actually kind of a long commercial for Adobe because all of his software on his Mac is Adobe, which, you know, it's the standard for audio and video editing at a home small scale. So, yeah, it works. But sometimes it's just the splash screens are so blatant. That's just fucking. But anyway, so as it goes on, you see Jake kind of devolve into this conspiracy thing. You know, Epstein didn't kill himself, kind of attitude, and it is a really effective thriller, especially now in these times of political distrust. When you don't know who to trust or what news to trust and what is your news editor doing and what are they trying to get out there and all of this other stuff. So it is actually a really fun film to watch. I don't know that it works in a calmer time as well as it does. It would still work. I just don't know if it would work as well if we were in kind of a less on edge time in society. So yes, I will recommend Dash Cam. I think it's really well done. I believe that Eric Tabak as Jake is really effective in conveying that sense of, you know, he's kind of just worn out at the beginning and by the end he's manic, and then the film ends the way you think it is going to end when you get there. But yes, I will highly recommend this. So it is out. Excuse me. So, I definitely recommend it. Find it. It's streaming someplace. So, or you can pick up the DVD. I wouldn't be upset if a DVD showed up at my doorstep. I would watch this again, and I may very well anyway. So, definitely check it out. That is Dash Cam from writer-director Christian Nilsson. Definitely worth your time. So, till we get back, we've got more big reviews coming out, more big movies coming out, I should say, from Hollywood. Thank you, Hollywood. And we will be talking about quite a few of those over the next couple weeks. I've got more of these little ones to do for you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for liking and following us on social media at VS Movie Podcast. It is very much appreciated. Till next time, take it easy, stay safe, everyone, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.